Radio Pulpit 657 AM your daily companion.
Usekhona mzalwane siyabonga ukuthi umsakazo wakho uhlale ku AM 657. Sizama ukuthi sithole la ubuhlali malathi okuyena ozosithulela a word of encouragement. Buhlali?
Usekhona.
Uyaphila?
Ngiyaphila kanjani?
Siyaphila. Ngithi happy youth month.
Yes, happy youth month to all the young people in South Africa.
Amen. Buhlali, ngicela ukubuza ifoni yakho uyibambe kanjani? Uyibeke ku speaker ne?
No, it's not on speaker currently.
It's not on speaker. Okay, bengizwa nje ngendlela isounda ngakhona. Okay, no, it's well. Ngicela ubabingelele bonke emakhaya.
All right, good afternoon to everyone emakhaya, the youth, the children, men and the women, everyone there in South Africa. Good afternoon, and I hope everyone is having a good day.
Amen. Yo, buhlali ki youth month ena re celebrate abantu ba batsha. So when a message o ba tshwaretseng yona ka jeko e reng o ke mafuko a mafeng o ba motivate ka wona.
Well, just a few words. Mainly I've just written something yana here because I was preparing throughout the week. I wrote something yana here. Hopefully it's not too long. I'm striking at mainly the struggles and the aim that you should be having as the youth of South Africa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope Nyanzwa Gala. Well, what I can say to the youth of South Africa is that you guys are the leaders of tomorrow. Your potential is limitless. However, as the youth, we all know that we face challenges, especially when it comes to our ideas and perspectives, which clash with those of our parents. And well, throughout my life, I've normalize this as a part of growth and development. So to challenge these, I say we should try and communicate effectively with our parents, be patient and empathetic, and seek support, you know, seek guidance from mentors and all those near you, and stay focused on our goals. As we work towards our goals, we should remember that we are not only just fighting for our own future, but for the future of Africa as a continent, not just South Africa, but Africa as a continent, you know. We have had a lot of challenges, historically so. So in order to face those challenges, especially when it comes to, you know, even nowadays, like you can see, we're all just fighting over resources and language. We're not only fighting over them, we're fighting over resources. We're fighting over money, we're fighting over power in the whole world. So in order for us as the youth to have an edge over that fight, and us as the African youth, we should be learning from our history. We should understand the struggles and sacrifices that were made by those who came before us. We should empower ourselves with knowledge, educate ourselves. Let's not be afraid of education, because like I've made it clear, most of the children nowadays, like, what's our school, guys? What is banking as like a sport nowadays? Mm. Like, what's our school? And we should take action and get involved in our community, you know? We can't expect change, but then sit and do nothing the whole day. And if we believe in ourselves, if we don't believe in ourselves, no one is going to believe in us. You know, it just takes one person taking one step to encourage more than a billion people to do something, you know. And we just keep pushing forward and never give up on our dreams. Like, some key points to keep in mind is that as we navigate through our journey, is that African history is rich and diverse, from ancient civilization to modern day innovation. And exploitation has had a lasting impact. For example, colonization, slavery, and other forms of exploitation have had a profound impact on Africa's development. And we actually have the power to create change by educating ourselves, by getting involved in our communities and advocating for the causes that we care about. And we can help build together. We can help build a brighter future for Africa. So to the African youth, I say, stay strong, stay focused, and keep pushing forward. The future of Africa is in our hands. And happy youth month.
Buhlali, that's very powerful. Uthi kubantu abasha banga give up kuma dreams wabo. Uthi young people, let's keep pushing forward. Uthi young people, stay focused on your goals.
Yes, if you stay focused, if you never give up, and keep teaching.
Sure. You know, gonna incident yenzakele not long ago. I believe ukuthi uyasazi story sako Olorado and nokuthi kwenzakaleni wena ungathini as a young person ngalolu daba.
I'm not sure about the story. Can you just recap me what happened?
Oh, Olorado, the young lady ukuthi wahlangana lead the guy go Bloemfontein Mall. And then yanahore they exchange numbers, and then afterwards babua, and then it happened hore the guy now ubatla hore amubone. It's like nabatla humunga humisa dating, and then it happened hore the guy watla wamu pick up, but Olorado within 2 hours amu pick up that guy, and then he killed her, and then amulatla. By the side of the road, go Joburg.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard about this once or twice. I'm guessing this is linked to the whole story. The men who have been going to was asking ladies out for dates, and then afterwards, later, that if you request something different from what they expected. Honestly, what I have to say is what I have to say about this is it's painful what's happening in our country, and this is not the first or the last time this is happening. But you can actually make it the last time. This is actually very painful. We should be fighting against these kind of things. But then I feel like on a daily basis today, not just South African, South Africa as a whole, we are normalizing these bad things that have been happening. Nowadays, if someone gets robbed, it's just, it is normal. People get robbed right in front of us and we do nothing about it. We're no longer fighting against crime. We're just thinking, and then the very same people who are watching people get robbed, who are watching children get raped and killed, they are always ready to say, no, the police don't know their job. The police don't know what they're doing. They're just getting paid in jail. All they know is bribe and all that. Yet, in them, as a part of their community, they are not doing anything. We should be fighting against these kind of things. We should be vigilant of these kind of men. Because now, I was just saying, it's actually putting a bad name towards men as a gender, as a whole. Because they're not saying, you know, they are raping, men are raping, men are killing women. And then we're not going to have good relationships with women. We're not going to be able to work side by side for the future of South Africa. So these kinds of things, slowly and slowly, they are bringing us apart. And we're no longer going to be able to work together to build our country, to build our civilization. So what I have to say about this is, in order for us to bring change in this, let's take action. Let's take part in this. Let's get involved and get rid of these things. If you have any kind of information about anything like this, we should not hesitate to report it. We should not hesitate to take action, because the more we look at it, it's not going to get better. It's just going to get worse and worse, and we're going to keep trying to normalize this, and that's where we're going to fall as an economy.
Yo, ke bua ka Lerato, but as you're saying, hore a sentho e etsagetseng ko Lerato fela, ke ntho e leng hore ra e bona yetsagala each and every day. Young people ba nyamela, we don't know gore go etsagalang ka bona. It seems like, you know, this business here, human trafficking, ntse e gola each and every day. So bohlale, when as a young person, I know hore le na le hore le dule, you know, le tlotle, and then le bontshane as young men, because re batla young men ba ba tshwanang le lona ba leng hore ba shebile future, not gore ba senye future ya other young people. So bohlale, thank you so much ukuthi kulolu suku usithulele a beautiful word of encouragement. And ke lebetse le go botsa, I know hore every year ka June ke ba le lona, but hona le o mongwe le betse gore ke mang bohlale. Ka ne bohlale ke mang? Bohlale Malatsi ke mang?
Oh, Bohlale Malatsi is okay. I'm a very nice guy. Honestly, I'm very open. I don't keep a lot of things. I'm very confident. I'm very outspoken. And I'm always ready to tackle different challenges and always ready to encourage whoever is around me to do more, you know. Doesn't matter for the situation, big or small, but I'm always ready to encourage anyone who's around me to do more. And I'm really hoping that throughout my whole life, I leave a mark wherever I go. I leave inspiration wherever I go. And when I come to a certain place and I see something wrong, when I take action, I work hard so they can be changed. You know? I hope that.
Kirata hore or bosale or confident or outspoken. I love it. And then wetang hona yano. Times of mereko skolo.
I'm still at school, believe it or not, but I'm still doing grade 9. So I think there are certain challenges we're going through. Now my challenge is I have to find a career. You know, I have a lot of things I'm considering. I'm considering in terms of finding a career. Not only considering for the financially how is it going to benefit me. I want to see how, economically how is it going to benefit our country to have maybe more engineers, to be one more engineer, to be one more IT guy, maybe to be one more software developer or one more policeman, you know. So I'm still struggling to find a career that will best suit me because you know, even as I am, confident as I am, I'm confident to say that I can do a lot of different things. So it's a bit challenging, but then yeah, I'll find a way.
Yo, Bosali, thank you so much. Maybe hona le mo a young person o mong a hutlweletseng hona ya nong are yo ngarata ho rwetse ke mo be how feeling na abuti Bosali. Yes, o tholagala yang.
If you want to find me, you can speak to my aunt. You can give you my contact details, and on my socials you can find me at on TikTok at TV417. On Instagram is og.arnold.417, and then Facebook is Arnold Malaj. And anything else, just speak to my aunt and she'll be happy.
Oh, go Facebook, Arnold Malaj. Can I work with TikTok again? Kemang?
TV417.
Akutla?
TV417. TWEZY417.
E?
Yeah, TWEZY417.
Man Bosali one latla. Ware E double E happy.
Yes.
Okay.
EWEZY.
Emma Pele Ruaka E for egg.
Yes.
Okay, Retomaka E. I get E for egg and then?
No, it's C.
C for Calvin.
E. E for television.
T. Oh, T for television.
Yes.
Okay. And then?
Double E
for egg, Agir.
E.
Okay.
ZY.
ZY.
Y.
Z for Zodwa, Y for King. Yes. Y for yes. E. Okay, so keep TZ.
Yeah, TZ
147.
417.
Or 417. Kiko TikTok, Agir.
Yes.
Okay, and then Instagram.
Instagram is og.arnold.
OG.
Yes, og.arnold.
.arnold.
.417.
.417.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then Facebook, Arnold Malaj.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.